Okay, this is Peter Cullen interviewing Marie Borgia. Would you like to say hello, Marie?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Okay, let's just start off with some questions. When and where were you born, Marie?
I was born in Italy, in Sicily, actually, and February 14th, 1938, which is a long time ago, Valentine's Day.
Cool. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
We were four brothers and four sisters. A few of them are deceased.
Right. Okay. And do you have any children?
I have one daughter, and she's married. She has two children, a boy and a girl, and they go to West Corn.
That's Mike and Christine?
Yes, right. Michael and Christine.
Do you have any family left in Italy?
I have cousins. Mm-hmm. I had a sister, but she just came over.
Right.
So there's nobody else except cousins.
Cool. What was life like in Italy when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, I was about 2 or 3. The war started for Second World War, and it was kind of hard.
Yeah.
I remember everything though. Mm. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But and then it was fine. I mean, you know, I went to school there. I went to first year of high school. And then I was 15 years old when I came here with my parents. And sorry I came. But I was going back and forth every year.
Right.
You know, we had a lot of properties, and every year we were there for 5 months, 6 months, 3 years. One time I was there 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. That kind of leads into my next question, just describing the process of the immigration. Why did your family decide to come to America?
What happened was my parents were here. When they first got married, they came over here and they had children. They had 6 children, and they went back.
Okay.
I think it was during the Depression, so my father didn't want to stay here. He made money and he went back and bought property. And what was the question? I forgot.
Why did your family decided to come to America?
Because my oldest brother and sisters, they were born here and they wanted to come here. They wanted to see where they were born and, you know, all that. And then little by little, everybody wanted to come here, you know, to see, and we remained here. That's what happened.
Cool. Where did you first, when you came to America, where did you come in through? Did you come through Ellis Island?
Yes, we did. In fact, we were there a while, about 20 days.
Oh, really?
Because they made a mistake with my mother's x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they kept us there for 20 days. Wow. Otherwise, then they had to take x-rays and, you know, see that she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else picked up her x-rays, and they had something wrong with the lungs.
Mm. Okay.
And they wouldn't let her, so we all stayed there.
Really?
With my mother,
wow.
Yes. And then we went to Manhattan, 107th Street. That's where we lived. And I went to school down there in Manhattan, art and design.
Yeah, I've seen your paintings before. They're very beautiful, yeah.
Thank you. I have a lot of them.
Cool. After you lived in Manhattan, where did you go from there?
To the Bronx.
To the Bronx, right.
Right.
I remember that, yeah.
Then from the Bronx, I went to Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
From Long Island, I came here to Connecticut. Because my daughter bought a house here. So.
Right. Yeah, good old Connecticut. Now, I know with my family, they came over from Italy also, and my great-grandmother's maiden name was Dottie, and they had to change it to Dot because it sounded too Italian. Did you encounter any of that?
No, we didn't have anything like that. but I guess my name is very famous, that's why.
Really?
Borg. It's a famous name.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a Pope Borgia.
Oh, really?
There was Lucretia Borgia, Caesar Borgia.
Cool.
You never very read the...
I think so, yeah. Yeah. So from when you came to America for, you know, up until now, what did you do for work?
You know? I worked in offices. Mm-hmm. I worked for Simplicity Pattern. Mm-hmm. When I first graduated art school. And then I just went to Italy, you know, without giving them a notice. So I came back 5 years later and I had to go to school again.
Oh, really?
You know, to learn new lines and new... And I just went to work in offices at the hospitals, mm-hmm. at Jacobi Einstein. I worked in the hospital. And I also worked downtown for Wallace in the office.
And you were mentioning how you visit Italy pretty often. How often would you say that you visit every year?
Every year we had to go because we had people there taking care of our houses and properties.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So we had to go every year because otherwise they sort of possess your properties.
Right.
You have to get them out or fill other papers, you know, fill out other papers that they could stay there, mm-hmm. you know, but not that they own it. Because they do work, and then they say, oh, I did all this work, you owe me all this money, you know, which, you know, you don't want that. So every year you have to go.
Right. Okay. Kind of going back to... around the time you were born, do you remember during the time of World War II, like family members serving in the military?
My brother.
Your brother did?
My brother did, which he wasn't supposed to, but he thought, you know, they were going to send them anyway, so he enrolled. But he was an American citizen. He wasn't supposed to.
Okay. Yeah.
'Cause he was in Italy at the time.
Right.
But the Germans got him. He was a prisoner for 2 years.
Really?
And we didn't receive any letters, anything. We thought, you know, he died.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother would feed all the American soldiers, you know.
Right, because they were...
She used to say, what I do for you, I hope somebody does for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And actually they did. You know, somebody helped him escape.
That's great. He came back?
Yes.
That's excellent, yeah. Great. That's just about all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add about coming to America or...
You mean, how do I like it?
Yeah, do you like it here?
Well, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when we first came here, I cried. My sisters, we all cried so much. And, you know, the intention was always to go back and stay. But little by little, you know, my brothers, sisters got married, had kids, and you don't want to take the kids away from, you know, over here, the
right.
opportunity. And we just remain, but I mean, it's beautiful. It's very fast over here. Italy is more, how do you say? It's more quiet, more...
Mm-hmm. More relaxed.
More relaxed.
Yeah.
You work in the morning, you go to work, you work for a few hours, then you go home, you rest. Or you go in a restaurant, you have a long lunch, and then you go back for another few hours, and that's work.
That sounds nice. It's sounds like a nice alternative to working 8 hours straight.
Yes. Then in the summer, everybody goes back to where they're born, like if it's Sicily, if it's from Rome, from they all go back to Sicily, let's say, mm-hmm. or from Sicily they go to Rome for the whole month of August. Mm-hmm. And that's, they call it feria. Mm-hmm. That's the month they take the vacation, everybody.
That's great. That sounds really good.
Yeah, the whole month.
Yeah.
It's really nice over there, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, it's, especially Sicily, it's got a beautiful ocean. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Much different culture yeah. and people.
You ever been to Hawaii?
No, I never have.
Mm. Mm. Well, you know, my sister was there a lot of times, and she says that Hawaii is a lot like Sicily.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scenery, the ocean.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It seems very similar.
But America has beautiful places also. Mm,
definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Did you do a lot of traveling while you were living in Italy, or since then, like around the world?
No.
Around Europe or areas like that?
No. We went for a cruise once. We stopped all over France and Spain. And, but we weren't there too long.
Mm-hmm.
A day and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, we went around, but it's not that, you know.
Right.
A week or a month. But it's nice. It's nice to see different... You know, places,
different
it is. Cool.
Well,
what else?
I think that's about it.
Is it?
Yeah. That's all the questions I have. Thank you for taking the time today.
You're welcome. You're a very nice guy.
Thank you.
Very nice gentleman.
Thank you.
I wish you luck.
Thank you, Marie. I wish you luck, too. And.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
I need it. Yeah, you don't. So. You're a smart guy. I'm old. I need it.
Okay. So.